from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. Norfolk Southern has agreed to settle a class action lawsuit related to last year's train derailment in East Palestine. Here's ONN's Jay Fox.
Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million in a class action lawsuit related to the train derailment in East Palestine last year. The company said that the agreement, if court approved, will resolve all class action claims within a 20-mile radius from the derailment, and for those residents who choose to participate, personal injury claims within a 10-mile radius. The use of the money comes without restrictions. The company said the settlement does not include or constitute any admission of liability, wrongdoing, or fault.
Northwest of Columbus in Indian Lake, deadly tornadoes ravaged the area just a few weeks ago. But yesterday, crowds flocked there to watch the total solar eclipse. ONN meteorologist Jerry Martz was also there.
It really is a testament just to the hard work and the class of people in and around Central Ohio in general, but in here in particular, they were faced with some spots being totally devastated a few weeks ago, and the state park was not immune to that damage and devastation, but came back. All the reservations that were made and even new ones that were made for this event were able to be kept. That's huge, and of course, the people that were here, everybody just came together, and that great feeling of community was something I think everybody might not have expected, but the experience of that is certainly something that they're going to take away.
Ohio's leaders took in yesterday's eclipse from different parts of the state. ONN's Angela Ann has more.
We know that the governor spent time at Indian Lake watching the eclipse, but we also know the lieutenant governor went to Dayton's Air Force National Museum. This is where that part of Ohio experienced 2 minutes and 43 seconds of totality just after three. Lieutenant Governor John Huestis' office says this is the first time since 1806 that Ohio has witnessed a total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
A body was recovered from Lake Erie in Cleveland. ONN's Danita Harris has details.
The body was recovered from Lake Erie as thousands of people were gathering for the solar eclipse. And according to officials, the body was discovered near Voinovich Park, right across the water from the Rock Hall. Police and fire marine units recovered the remains. The person's identity has not been released. The cause of death is unknown at this time.
There's new information about the 40 dogs removed from a home in Sunbury, north of Columbus. The Delaware County dog warden says most of the dogs are pit bulls or pit bull mixes. ONN's Tara Jabor reports on what's next for those dogs and their recovery.
Mitchell Garrett, the Delaware County dog warden, says they've known about the dog owner since 2020. He says they visited the home at least nine times, but during those checks, there was only six dogs in good condition. Garrett says it wasn't until Friday when someone gave a written witness statement that allowed him to get a search warrant to go back to the home. The warden expects charges to come soon for the dog owner. As for what's next for the dogs, the warden says first they have to get custody of the animals through court before they can consider adoption.
A two-vehicle collision in the Mount Pleasant neighborhood on the east side of Cleveland over the weekend severely damaged a restaurant. More from ONN's Lena Lai.
Cleveland police telling us that two cars crashed, and that impact caused both of the cars to crash right through the front of Kyrie's Cafe. Each car had a passenger at the time of the collision. A 32-year-old woman was taken to the hospital with an arm injury. Thankfully, no other injuries were reported. The restaurant has significant damage. Police are investigating the cause of the crash.
Construction for what will be the largest Ohio University residence hall has been given the go-ahead by the school's Board of Trustees. ONN's Brett Worf reports.
Construction can now start on the residence hall that features 591 beds. A source indicates this is phase two of OU's housing master plan. The new 163,000 square foot building will go up on South Green and cost around $110 million. It will be situated on campus to share a courtyard with other dorms. Reports say construction will start this year and could be complete in 2026, with students making the move in that year.
And Jose Ramirez led the Cleveland Guardians to a 4-0 shutout of the Chicago White Sox last night in the team's home opener. More from ONN's Lydia Esparra.
Ladies and gentlemen, 2024 Cleveland Guardians.
It's the crack of the bat, the roar of the crowd, and a perfect weather day for a home opener.
I don't think we could have ordered a better day.
Because of the eclipse, the game was moved to a 5:10 start. The stars have aligned with the eclipse. Guardians win.
The last time the Guardians won their home opener was back in 2020. It has been an awesome day here in downtown Cleveland.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WTOL in Toledo, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.